Tuesday night, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Simon Membei is how to conduct oneself during a Suda. We're in Zion. Shnayim Shaochle Mitoch Kara Akas. We're talking about etiquette, but this is etiquette of halacha, like it says in the Pirkei Avos, the Rav. This is etiquette through the eyes of the Torah. Shnayim Shaochle Mitoch Kara Akas. They're eating from a center plate. The Hifzik Echad Milecho Kudei Lishtos. One of them stopped momentarily. Allah says it's over cotton to do something. There are Cheretz who Shigam Hasheni Yamtin Olof. Okay, alibi, we do this. It's their Cheretz, you know, eating from the same plate, you know, you don't keep eating. You level the playing field. Avalam Hei Meshlosha. Okay. What?
If there's three and two stop eating,
then it, same thing would apply. You would have to stop. You're supposed to stop. Also, the truch of the pass. So that we know there's an isabal tashkes, but we know also sometimes there's a bizoyon of food that you're not allowed to do either, not just baltashkes. Not only if you render it inedible, but also if you diss the food, you don't treat it with the right respect. Food is chasha, food is what gives us life. So here we're saying, also adam tracha b'pas, you could use it. It's not considered a bizoyon. You want to cover your tea with it, so it shouldn't get cold. You could put your pas on top. You're allowed to do such things. Things that are A, not a bizoyon, and B, do not render the bread a shtickle, you know, like disgusting to eat. And we're going to eat it now. So that you wouldn't be allowed to do. To do something with the bread. I don't know, you just look at your kids, you'll figure out everything. So make the bread inedible. Right. Yeah, you can't. I yell at my kids. You know, but when you piss around the challah, it's like they'll touch every piece. Like they're looking for the good piece. I have to think that's, I don't know, to me that's ma'us. To me, like, don't touch, why are you touching everything? Not everybody's interested in your, I don't know. To eat, you know, if it is, but that's what we're talking about. That you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to do something that makes it most. But again, I'm sure you judge on an objective level. But here is, so A, it's not making the bread ma'us, and B, it's not considered a bizoyon to the pas. So there are things that's considered a bizoyon, something as simple as throwing it. That's another, a lot of yelling at my house. Because they'll always like, I can't get, it's like, I can't get them to pass the challah without that final toss at the end. I go, stop it, you don't want to do it. Just control yourself. Put it down. Because there's a minute not to hand it. There's a minute not to hand it. Because by availing, you hand it to an ogre. So I don't want to say the word you're not allowed to. You're not supposed to.
It's in a basket.
What?
It's in a basket.
Right, right. But then when they pierce it down, I don't want to pierce it in the basket, then they touch every piece. We have a lot of issues in my house.
I think we'd have an anger thing going on.
So you're allowed, but the basic halacha of using pas to cover a cup or something, that intrinsically is not a bizoyon, and that's the din we're learning here. Osa odav shroch of the pas, you're allowed to use bread for your needs, like to cover something. Only if it does not become repulsive because of it. I will meet the mimis bay, like my example, it might become mius to some people because it gets wet from the liquid. Low. You shouldn't use it to support a kaira, be malaya dover, because it might spill on it. Okay, and he's using the pas like a spoon, Papaslo b'mokom kaf, right? He's scooping up the food with the bread, so that's okay. But tzorech lizor lechol b'chol pam k'tzas min hapas, it is considered a bezoyim papas just to use it as a spoon. So you shouldn't, let's say, pick up applesauce with your challah and just, you know, lick off or put the applesauce in your mouth. You should bite off a little of the bread too. So you shouldn't be only using the bread as a utensil. That is considered a bezoyim.
And if it wants to, like, use the bread to scoop up the salad, it's to my fork.
To scoop up
the salad to my fork.
Yeah. But you should, you could, but you should bite off a piece of the bread too. You shouldn't just use it as a utensil. Vanishal omina paz gam ke yochal oso achar kach. You should make sure to finish eating the bread, because it shouldn't be that you made it repulsive by using it, let's say, to scoop up the coleslaw or to eat, you know, you sop up the juices in your plate. And then you should make sure to finish up the bread. Usur lizrok pas, you can't throw it. Afila b'mokom she'en animas, even if it doesn't, everything's clean, it's not going to get dirty, it's not going to become any royal achila. Ki azrika hi bizoyon. Throwing itself is a bizoyon to bread. Bread is a chashim of food, the staff of life. You don't throw it, plain and simple. You have to give things their proper respect. That's part of what we're learning here. Or the foods, so in the Muslim Adidas Rika, they become repulsive through throwing it. Also, the Zarkar. Ablameda in the Muslim, to go in a Gazim, but with shells, the Chadayma, so they can be thrown as well. Lo Yeshiv al Sak, don't sit down on a sack. Shayesh bo Peros, because people won't want to eat it afterwards. Shayesh bo Muslim Adidas. Okay, if that's the case, obviously. You don't wash your hands with wine. It's called bizoyon ochlin. To wash your hands with it.
Would this apply to mayim achronim?
Yeah.
Because isn't there a makor din by mayim achronim that you could use any mashkin?
It's talking mitzvah that gets it off your hands, and it's already not royal steel, let's say. Well, if it says such a thing, it's talking about just the very efficacy of it. But then there might be other issues involved, but you're not allowed to use mashkin that are royal lachila. Now, I don't do this. I don't know nowadays. I'm so scared of who knows what diseases are on that piece of bread, really. I don't know if... I don't do it. I kick it sometimes, which is maybe more of a bizoyon, but I kick it to the side, so it shouldn't be stepped on. So that's the cover you give it. I kick it to the side, but I wouldn't touch it. No way. I recommend you not touch it. You don't know who's bitten into it. Nowadays... I don't know nowadays. I don't know why then. Yeah, maybe it means if it's not bitten into, it's clean. It's in a wrapper. I don't know. I wouldn't touch anything.
No, it's your kids, your grandkids, in your area, your yard.
Okay.
Maybe it's in your house.
But well, certainly on the house also. Okay.
You pick something up in the house.
No, I do. No, if I know it's my kids, I do. I'm doing it on the street. You see sometimes I got a piece of bread. So I move it to the side. Michael Shiroi Lorda may machil and also the behemoth. We shouldn't be Zuyoichle. So I never understood that, because like the Gemara talks about Siren as Michael Behemoth. But people can eat the Siren. I don't really understand this. Maybe it means processed food. Like regular food from your refrigerator. What? So they're just talking about processed. You don't take food out of your refrigerator and give it, but people feed it to their fish.
They feed to their dogs right at the table. The dog comes up and starts to
go. So maybe he
takes the food off the table. That's give her right. Turtle lettuce.
He's that he's what?
Give her a turtle lettuce. You know?
Maybe, so maybe
it's a good reason to get rid of the turtle.
You buy it if that's turtle food. Is that turtle food? That's what I'm bothered by. Isn't a lot of animal food roy for people to eat?
It is. It's also their food.
What?
It's also their food.
It's animal food.
It's an animal food, and our hear it.
So maybe if it once it acquires the status of animal food, it's takamutter. Because then, like, maybe they grow it to be animal food. It's animal food. You're just not allowed to give an animal people food. So if it's the derech, let's say, to give an animal, I don't know, I have to check this out. It's the derech to give him a cookie. So does that automatically make a mutter for you to give him a cookie? Because now the cookies in your house are all animal food. Not mustard. Not mustard. You always give bread. Throw bread. People in New York to the pigeons. We have like hundreds of pigeons standing out of guys throwing bread. And then all the old ladies are yelling at them. Don't feed the pigeons! They're full of diseases.
Give the peanuts to the elephants.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I don't know if it's animal food. Maybe it's mutter. If it's just as much animal food as people food, it must be mutter. We're talking about bizoyan ochlin. So I guess once it's designated for animal food, I would imagine it's not a bizoyan anymore. That's its purpose. What?
What about this steak? You have the bone. It's the meat.
The bone?
Bone, I mean, there's some meat on it.
If it's a significant amount that a person would eat, it sounds like you shouldn't. I mean, if it's going to go into the garbage, you can give it to the dog also, I would imagine. Once you're about to throw it out, go to say, and maybe if it's designated, either by the manufacturer or even by you when you buy it, for your animal. What about if it's the derech to give it to the animal? That I don't see. Derech to give to the animal the scraps from your plate that you would eat, though. See, once you're about to throw it out, why could the animal be worse? Either of them. I mean, the Mishnayos and Truma, they're always giving the animal a karshine Truma, so you'll say it's animal food. Okay, but what about Seirim? Like, the Gemara calls Seirim animal food. So obviously, the animal food that's roy for people to eat, they used to give their animals soya. Even if it's truma. Oh, wait a second. Oh, yeah. No, that's animal food that people would eat b'shas hadchak. That's what I'm thinking of. So that's okay. Animal food, karshine, that people would eat b'shas hadchak. So it can acquire kedushas truma, even though it's animal food. Okay. Thank you.